there's the whole mass of misinformation and disinformation that's put out by authorities around this issue. And in Santa Cruz, it was exactly the same. In Santa Cruz, the Sentinel put out the word that we were serving kitty litter to the homeless, when in fact what we were doing was we would have these boxes of decoy boxes of stones and other things. And one box actually did have some kitty litter in it, because we thought the police, you know, were it was a satirical gesture toward the police. They would seize different stuff that we tried to bring to the town clock to feed people with in 1989, so we would bring in decoy boxes. But what the Sentinel and the newspapers and the judges did was they took this seriously, as though we were really feeding these people kitty litter. And, you know, it's preposterous, and it's a way of their supporting unjust official actions, regardless of how preposterous they are, by seizing on whatever kinds of expedients they can find to justify their findings. And that's what they did down there, that's what they're doing up in San Francisco. But as I said, people can fight that. In Santa Cruz, we fought them to a standstill. We serve free food, we serve it downtown. I wish we served it daily. But, you know, it does require resources, and while I'm at it, I'm going to encourage people to join Santa Cruz Food Not Bombs. I mean, the drama is up in San Francisco, but the daily needs are also happening down here. And you can call 425-3345 to volunteer to help serve free food. I mean, with all the Food Not Bombers up in San Francisco, I don't even know if there's going to be a meal coming out on Saturday. I think last Saturday there wasn't, and that was for the first time in many, many Saturdays. So it's one of the, for political activists, it's one of the most successful ways of getting to poor people, to talk to them and find out what's really going on. It's a direct challenge, a direct action, peaceful challenge to the way business as usual is conducted in Santa Cruz, where they're all the pressure seems to be toward gentrifying the town, yuppifying the situation, bringing in, you know, unneeded new movie theaters, which I like, by the way. I'm a big movie fan, but, you know, I don't know, what is it, 12 more screens? I mean, or 8 more screens? Are we serious? What's that going to do to local? And even though I oppose Neil Coonerty's Bookshop Santa Cruz, his attempt to legislate these anti-homeless laws, he was one of the main people behind this, I certainly support his Independent Book Association approach against the Crown books, against the major chains that are going to destroy independent booksellers.
Definitely.
You know, but what we need, of course, is our advocates for poor people, and people listening to the station, there's no better advocate than you, and there's probably maybe no other advocate than you, because the people who are doing it are not going to do it forever. You know, we burn out. So get in there, Mike, and is it Allah? What's her name?
Allie.
Sorry, Allie. Take Allie with you and get out there on the streets and start serving soup.
Exactly. Exactly. We're planning on that. That's so important, because we can't count on the government's not taking care of social problems. The people have to do it. Food Not Bombs is a great example of that. People getting together, working to solve the problem. We got to go to the government for something only they can do, but they're so often unresponsive and have antithetical views to what, you know, we're trying to accomplish in solving social problems. We've got to do it ourselves.
I agree.
And not depend on them.
I agree.
We've got that power, you know. One good way is by helping support
Another thing that people might be interested in being aware of is that people are still trying to get up to this Food Not Bombs ongoing international gathering. And if anybody has vehicles that are going north, please give a call to 425-3345, the Food Not Bombs number. That's 425-3345. And if you can take people going north, that would be wonderful. I'd like to go north. My car just barely make it around town. I took it up there once, but I don't think I can take it up again. So if you're going up again, let us know about
this. There's a chance we may be going back up Monday. Monday should be a good day. There's going to be a part of the UN celebration going on.
Do you want people to give you a call if they are? I mean, if you're not sure if you're going up yet.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I've got some stuff. I've got a lot of stuff I've got to take care of shortly. Early in the week, I'm going to be heading up to Humboldt for the Earth First Round River Rendezvous. I've got a lot of stuff I need to take care of before I head out of town for that.
Well, if you do think you are going up to, up there, give a call to this radio station and ask that it be broadcast that you have a few spots available, and then people can call you and you can tell them if you can give them a ride.
Yeah, definitely. I don't want to go up there with any empty seats. The more bodies, the better.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, okay, then. Thank you very much. Is there anything else you want to say?
No, that's it, Robert. It was really good talking to you. Keep up the good work on the radio station.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, well, thank you for the praise, and the phone lines are open again, and if you want to call, it's 427-3772 here at Free Radio Santa Cruz, 89.3 FM, the radio station where you get to be heard no matter what you got to say, at least on my show it's true. It used to be a KSCO, a show that I would occasionally call into in the old days. Used to have a guy called John Muth, who would have a show called The Noon Balloon. And it was replaced by Dag, who we call The Noon Buffoon, but that's another matter. KSCO has a number of talk shows, and I used to call in to try to discuss issues. Unfortunately, most people who call there and most of the hosts are right to extreme right in their political views, and also rabid on local homeless issues, rabidly anti-homeless. But Muth had a policy of letting people talk on his show, not for very long, but you could get a sentence or two, and occasionally, well, a paragraph or two in, let's be fair. KSCO is recently the subject of some controversy around the militia a month or two back when they have some, you know, pretty out there guys like Dave Allen who are on KSCO talking about, full of homophobic, hostile remarks about homeless, attack local politicians with no mercy. Actually, I do too, from a different perspective. And I got no problem with people doing that. I kind of like Dave as a person. I've met him. I think his viewpoints suck big time in some respects. Some of them don't. Most of them do. But the KSCO is sort of hypocritical, unlike your friendly Free Radio Santa Cruz here, because they claim that they don't censor you, but they do. I called in and couldn't get on John Sandich's show. When he heard it was my name, he wouldn't put me on the air. I understand if you try to mention the call letters of another radio station, they will censor you. They will tell you not to say that. They also, you know, their lineup is, I suppose I'm telling people what they already know, but it's extremely right-wing. You have Eric Scheck and Paul Brindell as the most left-leaning of the people, and they make up definitely a small chunk of what goes on there compared to the larger chunk of people like Dag and Rush Limbaugh. There's Jerry Brown, who's on from, I guess it's 5 to 7, or is it 6 to 8, or he was on. And I like Brown's show. I think it's very useful, very interesting. But again, he's not local. And he's, I guess you might call him the balance to Rush Limbaugh in a certain sense. And I'm glad he's on. But that's 2 hours versus Limbaugh's three. And then you have a whole lineup of right-wingers throughout the weekend. I'd really like to see them put on some communists, some anarchists, some people from the left, some revolutionaries. But I don't see that happening. And I challenge Michael Zwilling, who is a good man as an individual. I like him a lot. And he's actually given us some airtime on homeless issues back in the early 90s. And occasionally does a commentary. I can do a commentary in KSCO to put on more balanced programming so that on these larger, wider stations, we can get some other views out. I don't think that's likely to happen, but I will issue that challenge and suggest that I will tell him that I've issued that challenge. So you are listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz. This is 89.3 FM. The phone lines are open. So here's your big chance. I've got a couple of notes here, messages. Matt, I'm told, needs a substitute for his radio show Friday night, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. And that's tonight. And if anybody wants to be on the air 9 p.m. to 1 a.m., give us a call. And if you've got something to say that... hey, this could be your opportunity. Give us a call at 427-3772. Anybody interested in taking a time spot, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. Tonight, give us a call. Normally the show lasts for 2 hours from 10 to 12, and then I kind of spill over depending on who shows up and what else is going on. I've got a few more notes, so I'm going to go over time a bit, and I'm going to kind of add stuff that I think you might be interested in. Funap Bombs in San Francisco has been engaged in a long struggle to actually to secure permits, even though they found it's futile. And ironically, they found in 1988 the first time that they began to be harassed after several months of serving free food without harassment was when they asked for a permit, when they brought themselves to the attention of the authorities. Then the police came to Haight and Stanion Street in the summer of 1988 when they were feeding at the behest of the Coal Valley Improvement Association and the Haight-Ashbury Improvement Association, both kind of little elitist groups of merchants, real estate developers and lawyers, who felt that homeless people clustering in the Haight detracted from the upscale image of that part of town, and they had Funap Bombs arrested. First there was 7 or 8 or 9 of them arrested, then 2 weeks later, and they were only serving once every week or two at that time, once one meal every week or two, at least at that location. I think they also served maybe one other day in another place. The number of people doubled that were arrested, then it came again, and 54 people were arrested, and then Mayor Agnos stopped the arrests and started dickering for health permits. He said, let's get permits, let's let you guys get permits. And Funap Bombs in San Francisco, until recently, has really been quite willing, and still is willing, to make any necessary changes for health concerns. They are concerned with serving healthy food. That's been my experience working with them. They don't serve any meats, vegetarian food, so it doesn't spoil, certainly not on the day or two that it's cooked. And it's not always, you know, top grade food as far as top grade tasty, but frequently it is very tasty. And it's any legitimate concerns by the health department terms of cooking and so forth, they actually went through elaborate, many, many hours of conversations. They attempted to meet one regulation after another. When they met one regulation, another regulation was raised. And when they met that, the health inspector came down. There's actually a letter on file that says, we can't find any more regulations to stick Funap Bombs with. What are we going to do now? In a discovery motion in a court case, that letter came out from the health department to the, I guess, the district attorney's office or some such thing, or perhaps it was the police department. So there's been a continuing good faith effort by Funap Bombs to get permits, and they did get a health permit, by the way, in 1990. Actually, in 1989, they were getting health permits every month. They got a more permanent health permit by 1990, but then the Parks and Rec Department in San Francisco, or Recs and Park Commission, as it's called there, withdrew the right of any organization to serve free food in a public place, like a park, specifically aimed at Funap Bombs, of course, because Funap Bombs was supporting encampments of homeless people across from the mayor's office. In 1989, there was an encampment which called itself Tenement Square, in honor of Tiananmen Square of that year, which hundreds of homeless people were sleeping in tents and makeshift structures, dramatizing, and it wasn't even a protest. It was just the reality of people gathering to find a real place to sleep and be at night and be in safety. And Mayor Agnos' response was, of course, to eventually just to send in the police and do a lot of cover with, talk about social service centers down the road. And a year later, Funap Bombs did the same thing in 1990, and the response of Mayor Agnos was to get Parks and Rec to remove the permit process. But Funap Bombs wants permits. I have an incoming phone call. I'm going to pause in my saga of the Funap Bombs permit process to answer this call.
You're on Free Radio Santa Cruz. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay, who's this?
Hi, my name's Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, I love your show. It sounds great.
Well, thank you.
I just drive down the road, heard the offer to replace the mats, and I was wondering if that offer's still open.
I believe it is. I was handed this piece of paper, and I think that it is an open offer. Maybe what you should do, though, is call back a bit later to confirm it. I'll make a note here that you want the four-hour spot?
Uh-huh. Sure. Okay.
And you're Tony, and you've been on the air before, or?
No, I've never been on the air.
Never been on the air?
Just a frequent listener to the show.
Well, let me, what I can do is when this show, you've got a phone number I can call you at.
Yeah, I don't want to give it out over the air, though.
Okay, why don't you, I'm going to turn off the phone line here briefly, and we're going to get a little dead air time very briefly while you give me the number as soon as I find a pencil, if that actually happens. pencils exist in the studio, which, here's a pen. Okay, hang on there, folks. We're going to have about 5 seconds of dead air time.
Well, that was fast work, and now if we can get anybody to volunteer to take loads of people up to San Francisco to help peacefully confront the injustices and the violations of the UN Charter that are going on up there through the arrest of people serving free food to the homeless of San Francisco, you can also call in at 427-3772. Thank you for calling in, Tony, and I hope you can go on the air tonight. You can work that out with other station people within the next hour. I was giving the history of the permit process, a somewhat abbreviated history of the Food Not Bombs San Francisco permit controversy. One of the major lies spread by the mayor's office, district attorney's office, Parks and Rec, health department, is that Food Not Bombs is a bunch of crazy wingnut anarchists who just don't want to work with anybody, and one of those appeared at the door right now. Yeah, and they're just, is this the next show guy? I'd like to apologize to our, what's your name? Mud's show is coming up, and Mud has pointed out to me that maybe his name is, but my name is also going to be Mud if I don't get off the air here. So I am going to have to wrap this up. Well, the point I was trying to make, actually I was going to talk about the recent resolutions passed by the Board of Supervisors in San Francisco giving Food Not Bombs a permit 2 days a week in a rather bizarre, ineffectual, and inadequate deal, which the police have been ignoring anyway and arresting people for anyway, provided that they go out of sight. And Food Not Bombs will not go out of sight. One of their basic dicta is they aren't just there to serve food. They're there to serve food visibly. They're there to talk about issues visibly. It's a free speech action as well as a food action. So you're listening to the end of Bathrobe Spears Broadsides. Here we are on June 23rd. I was hoping to talk about police review and how we have seen on Monday that it was gutted, and that was covered by the San Jose Mercury News, I guess, on Tuesday or Wednesday. I could talk about that next time, and I will be talking about the Linda Edwards Memorial next time, which will be coming up next Wednesday, and I'll be giving more details on that. Hopefully Lighthouse Linda LeMaster will have something to say about that. The big news, again, is Food Not Bombs demonstrations in San Francisco, which will be coming to a head in the next 4 or 5 days as Clinton, President Clinton appears to give his stamp of approval as he rushes to the right to meet Newt Gingrich in a fond embrace. And Food Not Bombs isn't going away in San Francisco. Free Radio Santa Cruz is not going away here in Santa Cruz. And I take it I am going away, and Mud is going to be coming on. So we will seg you into Mud Show. I want to thank you for calling and urge you to listen to Mud Show. And that is that for now. I'll be seeing you on Monday at 10.
Okay. Where to go? I'm the man that built the bridges. I'm the man that laid the track. I'm the man that built this country with my shoulders and my back. I'm the man that built the powered hands and oiled all the cars. And I laid down the cornerstone of this great land of ours. I'm the boy that drove the wagons when the people headed west, dug canals and pulled the barges on their way. I built and ran the factories, cut the timber for your homes, drove the oxen when I cut and baled the hay. I'm the man that built the bridges, I'm the man that laid the track. I'm the man that built this country with my shoulders and my back. I'm the man that built the power dams and oiled all the cars. And I laid down the cornerstone of this great land of ours. I built the old sod shanties and I raised the prairie down.